Patient name Kenneth Griffith, KENNETHGRIFFITH. Date of birth 5/12/1949. Date of procedure January 23, 2024. Physician performing Babu Mohan Kama MD. Referring doctor Paul Bucolo. Indication history of neuroendocrine tumor in the stomach, colorectal cancer screening. Procedure performed esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with biopsy and colonoscopy. Description of procedure, please add the standard description for double procedure. Findings, upper endoscopy, Z-line 36 centimeters, regular, esophagus normal. Stomach, multiple polyps were noted, in which few of them had the appearance of a neuroendocrine tumor. Biopsy was taken from one of such polyps for histological assessment. Post-gastrectomy status was noted, scar was healthy appearing, duodenum normal. Colonoscopy exam, withdrawal time 6 minutes. Boston bulb preparation score 3 for ascending colon, 3 for transverse colon, 3 for descending colon. Ascending colon polyp, ascending colon lesion was noted, which measured about 5 to 7 centimeters at maximal extent. This had the appearance of a possible lymphoma, possible lipoma, L-I-P-O-M-A, possible lipoma versus pneumatocele, P-N-E-U-T-O-C-E-L-E. Medium-sized hemorrhoids, external non-bleeding, were noted during withdrawal of the scope during the NS. A retroflex examination was not performed due to small rectum cavity. Impression, stomach polyps with possible neuroendocrine tumor appearance. Post-gastrectomy status, ascending colon lesion, possible lipoma versus pneumatocele. Medium-sized external non-bleeding hemorrhoids. Plan follow-up in the office to discuss biopsy results. Continue follow-up with oncology for treatment of neuroendocrine tumor. Recommend CT scan of the abdomen to further evaluate the ascending colon lesion. Repeat colonoscopy for colorectal cancer screening can be performed in roughly 5 years. As patient will be above the age of 75, I recommend patient discuss with his PCP and decide on the colonoscopy based on his overall health status at that point of time. End of dictation.